These views are incredible. I've never been anywhere where you could see this much beautiful nature stuff just by driving. But then again, I guess I also haven't really been that many places. Yeah. I mean, traveling was a big dream of my parents, and they do loads of it now. That's pretty much all they do now that they've retired, but we never really got to do any of that when I was growing up. That's probably why they're doing so much of it now. Yeah, making up for lost time. It's never really been a dream of mine, so I didn't really miss it that we never had it, but I don't know. You can't really argue with views this nice. Like, I know we're driving to what they're calling a scenic point, but it already seems pretty damn scenic even just on the drive there. What do you think, babe? I think we're just about there. What's my phone say? Oh, nice. Hold on. Yeah, we're coming up on the fork now. Left, right? I mean, right as in correct, not as in the direction. Okay, left, yes. Alright, well, I think we can pull off here and see what this scenic view has to offer. There. Before we go, can I get a kiss? Thanks, babe. Holy shit. They weren't kidding. This place is fucking beautiful. Oh my god. This was such a good idea. Thank you for looking this up, babe. Come here. Let me hold you. Fuck. No, that was definitely a good fuck. That's a fuck. This feels perfect. Kind of fuck. Cause it does. Fresh air. An incredible view. And certainly not least of all, the love of my life in my arms. That's my idea of perfect. I know I didn't really have any ideas back when you first asked what I was thinking for our honeymoon plans, but honestly, now I'm thinking when the time comes, I just want something like this. just nature and quiet, and you. This feels really good. A lot of times I feel like I'm a million things all at once. Like I've got to stay moving at 100 miles an hour or I'm wasting my time. And on some level, I've always kind of been like that. It's just something that I've always felt like I was built for. Like constant action, bouncing from one task to the next, and not always knowing when to slow down or how to slow down. And after the inversion, it kind of felt like all of that was just reinforced. You never know when your time will be up, so it just kind of almost validated that part of me that felt like I couldn't afford to waste any time because, well, you never know how much time you've actually got. And I think there is some value in thinking like that. No matter how you slice it, we don't have forever, you know? On some level, you should try to make the most of the time you got. But the problem is, I think it's easy to then use that as a justification that you can beat yourself up with. To never take the breaks when you need them. To never slow down and just breathe. Time spent at rest isn't automatically time wasted. A lot of times I forget that. At least until something like this happens. When we take a trip like this and find some beautiful, quiet spot and just slow everything down for a while. And it reminds me that sometimes these are the most important moments. Thanks for sharing these times with me, babe. Having them with you just hits different. It makes it more real. More beautiful. What? I'm not allowed to be a sap every now and then. Well, you should have thought about that before you asked me to marry you, huh? No take backs. Too late now, babe. You're stuck with me for the long haul. I'm like glitter. Once you fuck with me, you're stuck with me. You use that shit once and it's gonna haunt your house for eternity. Oh, poor baby. You hitched your wagon to this sexy piece of pack beta ass with a heart of gold and a million watt smile. If I do say so myself. Well, I'd have to be that great in order to land someone as incredible as you. So I must be onto something with those adjectives. Say we adjourn back to the rental car for a bit. I mean, there's nobody around for now, but I wouldn't mind a little assured privacy for a bit. Let's go. There we go. Now come here. Ow. No, I'm fine. Ow. The console's digging into my ribs. Hold on. There we go. Ow. Fuck. Oh, I wouldn't give her a bench seat right about now. Alright, hold on. Let me see if I can push the seat back, and then you can just get on my lap. Where the hell is the... There! Oh! That works. Alright, come here. Climb up. No, it's just the seatbelt clicker thing. Hold on. Okay. Oh, this would probably be a lot easier if we just waited until we got back to the hotel. But I don't want to wait. I want to be kissing you. Now. Besides, it's not that bad, I guess. Oh, fuck. Sorry, that was my knee. Hold on, let me lean the seat back. That's further back than I expected. No, that wasn't a complaint. In the meantime, it's giving me a great view. Now, lean on down here and give your man some more kisses. Oh, yeah, kiss my neck like that. No, that's not the gear shift you're feeling. You are feeling a prime example of cause and effect. Your body grinding down on the mine. Slow and steady. Rolling those hips. Your tongue sliding over mine. Your fingers digging into my shoulder. I'll let your other hand rest on my neck. Yeah. Those causes are causing a very effective effect. One that's about to tear through in these cheap shorts. But one plus of being jammed in this little car. Is that your scent fills up the whole space? That's fucking amazing. Oh god. Makes all my senses tingle. Warms up the wolf in my core. Maybe we should give that back seat a spin. 'Cause what I've got planned could do with a little more room to move, if you feel me. No, I'm sure you feel a lot more than just that. Come on, babe. Let's get our money's worth out of this rental.